From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A search for peace for Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Iranian and Russian counterparts in Vienna to discuss the situation in Syria. There are multilateral meetings planned for Friday, and a United Nations spokesman says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is encouraged by the meetings.
This is something that he has been calling for, of getting the key international countries around the table, the key partners around the table, in trying to resolve this the situation.
The talks notably will not include members of either the Syrian government or the main groups trying to overthrow it. Protests and attacks in Jerusalem eased Thursday, but tensions have flared in Hebron. A Palestinian man stabbed and wounded an Israeli border guard near a shrine in the city. That man was attempting to stab another security officer when Israeli forces shot and killed him. In a second incident, a Palestinian man allegedly tried to stab an Israeli soldier in Hebron. Tanzania's Electoral Commission says ruling party candidate John Magufuli has won the nation's presidential election. The commission said Thursday that the CCM party's Magufuli defeated main challenger Edward Lowassa of the opposition Chadema Party 58-40%. Lowassa rejected the official results of Sunday's election even before they were announced, citing alleged fraud.
Mr. Speaker! The Speaker-elect, Paul D. Ryan of the state of Wisconsin.
The U.S. House of Representatives has elected Congressman Paul Ryan as its Speaker. The Speaker of the House is one of the most powerful positions in Washington. This is VOA News. Germany's foreign minister said Thursday that the European Union needs a common border protection policy. Frank-Walter Steinmeier also said the EU needs to be ready to share the migrant and refugee burden fairly. U.S. economic growth slowed in July, August, and September, expanding at an annual rate of just 1.5%. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department showed the gross domestic product expanded at less than half the rate of the previous quarter as consumer and business spending slowed. Other new data show pending home sales declined in September, perhaps suggesting a cooling of housing demand in coming months. India has sought to deepen its political and economic partnership with African nations at a summit in New Delhi. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Calling India and Africa two bright spots of hope and opportunity in the global economy, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi wooed African nations on Thursday with the promise of a partnership for prosperity.
Power and irrigation help add value to your resources in Africa and set up industrial and information technology parks.
The third India-Africa summit was India's most ambitious diplomatic outreach to the continent, with representation from virtually all of Africa's 54 countries. Anjana Pasricha of New Delhi.
The newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he aims to promote national reconciliation and cut poverty during his second term. The president spoke Thursday with VOA a day after he was declared the winner of the October 25th election. A UN spokesman says 20 peacekeepers have been released by rebels in South Sudan. The official says 12 contractors are still being held by the rebels. The peacekeepers were detained on Monday while escorting a UN fuel barge on the Nile River. Work resumed Thursday on a new U.S. military airbase on Japan's southern island of Okinawa. It marks a victory for the central government of Japan over attempts by the island's governor to block a relocation of the base. China's defense ministry says it will use a special video teleconference with U.S. military officials to express its position on tensions in the South China Sea. The U.S. and Chinese chiefs of naval operations will take part in Thursday's discussions. Earlier this week, the U.S. challenged China's claims in the South China Sea by sailing a warship in a disputed area claimed by China. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.